Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm not Kirsty Faruja.
And I am not Amy Revelle.
And today we are going to be talking to you about repetitive clutter.
This was requested by Megan Borgelt.
And
no, let me say that again. Megan Borgelt.
Borgelt? Yeah. Sorry, Megan, if we've.
I thought it was a double T. Name. But maybe I'm needing to start needing glasses.
Oh. So if you feel like you've got a bit of repetitive clutter in your house, which basically looks like, oh, I decluttered that area a week ago, a month ago, 6 months ago, and there's stuff there again.
Yeah. Or if it's just a place that just is a magnet for clutter.
No matter what you do, the end of your bench always has clutter. Stuff on it. Clutter. Do you have a space like that in your home, Kirst?
No. Simon would say yes. Okay. My desk.
Yeah.
But no. I don't think we do.
That's incredible. Nowhere in the whole house. Not the car, not the spot where your cube storage is at the door, not the kids' bedrooms, not the bathroom cupboards, not the end of the bench. No. Top of the microwave? Okay.
Everything has a home and everything makes it back into its home.
You're amazing. My desk.
I just have I have a Simon. Everybody needs a Simon in their life.
Yes.
Not everybody has the pleasure, though.
No, we do not.
Mine.
You get
mine
that
only.
All to yourself.
Lucky me. Amy's just gone to a place that I was not intending that to mean.
Oh, no. I don't even know where you think I went.
Oh, you were just like laughing so hard. I thought you meant like.
Oh, I liked your woo woo. That's what I was laughing at.
Lucky me.
Lucky you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
We sometimes have places of repetitive clutter. My desk is not a space of clutter, but it's a lot of to-dos. So at the moment, I know there's like 5 pieces of paper on there that I've got to action over the weekend before we go to Queensland on Tuesday. So I don't know that I'd call it a repetitive clutter.
No.
That's just more to-do stuff.
That's what, like, my desk is the place, is also the receptacle.
Correct. That's on my place. Yeah, same.
And actually, our pantry is what used to be that place too, and still can be at times. But it's not clutter. It's actionable items that have yet to be attended to.
And are they where they're meant to be?
Yeah, they're like, that's a place that they can live. So,
perfect.
That's why I'm like, we don't actually have a place
that gathers clutter.
Do you really have it anywhere?
No, not when we put it like that, actually. So I have – my desk can look messy. I think that's what I'm thinking of. My desk can look messy in the middle of the day when I've got lots of paperwork going on.
But so
but
can
that's
a playroom.
That's
when
right.
When you're playing in it.
Probably the space that I reckon gets the messiest, but I don't know that it attracts clutter, is our kitchen bench, because it's got a little wall up the back of it, so things get hidden. I think that's probably the place where things sit during the day and don't get put away till one of us cracks it.
But again, that's not – I don't think that this is necessarily what Megan was getting at. I think you're and I.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We have a place for everything and everything gets back into its place relatively quickly.
Yeah, within 24 hours.
Yeah, and even when you're having some days when things go pear-shaped for a couple of days in a row, there's still a place for it.
Yes.
People just haven't put it back. And that may be the case for Megan's house as well. And it may be the case for a lot of people who are listening, that they have a place for everything. It just takes a long time to get there. And I think that's a difference between maybe some of our listeners and what you and I think of in our house is clutter, which is different to what when we go to our client's home.
Very different.
Because it may stay somewhere for a day or two. But
not months.
Not months and not weeks and not – and it doesn't – and it's not a magnet.
It's not a pile of overwhelm.
It doesn't attract more clutter.
Yes.
And if that. It does, when it does start attracting more clutter, that's when you and Cal and Jesse and Elijah go, back to where they need to go.
And I think you and I have done the hard work to get to the place where we don't have repetitive clutter.
Yes.
And this is why we teach an online course about this stuff, about the habits and routines yes. that help you. So we're going to address as much as we can, Megan and other listeners, in this episode. But if this is something you're frustrated with, you feel like you cleaned up and decluttered an area and 3 minutes later it's cluttered again, then our online course is the deep dive, the 6-module deep dive lifetime community, where you can get into this and you can actually change the trajectory of the clutter problem in your house. You can go from, oh, look, I know how to tidy up, to where Kirsty and I are like, do we have anywhere? No, no, I don't think we do. And that's what we talk about in our online course. So come and join that if you get to the end of today's episode and you're like, I want more. Hey, guess what? There's more.
Yes. So often I think we've titled this episode Repetitive Clutter because that's how Megan phrased it in the Facebook post, I think. However, we hear other words for it as well, and you and I use other words for it in our professional life as well.
Yeah.
So we've done an episode on spare rooms, which mm-hmm. is often a place of repetitive clutter. We call them dumping grounds.
Yep. Hidden clutter.
Hidden clutter is another episode that we've done. Mm-hmm. I'll put links to all these in the show notes for you all, beautiful ones, so don't stress. I've got your back. But when we go into places, into our clients' homes that are just feeling overwhelmed, another one of our episodes. Jeez.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk in 100+ episodes we've covered all these topics? But we have. So what I often say when I go into clients' home is and this is a catchphrase of mine. I don't necessarily say it when I'm in clients' home necessarily, but you know in the movie Sixth Sense how what's his name?
The kid?
Yeah, he sees dead people everywhere. I go into people's houses and I see procrastination everywhere, and I know that you do too because that is why we have repetitive clutter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think a lot of the repetitive clutter is actually procrastination and the magical power of clutter that is magnetic.
So magnetic.
That clutter attracts clutter. So as soon as you procrastinate and just put something down instead of putting it away, don't put it down.
Put it away. Don't put it down. Put it away.
Which episode was that?
Every episode.
So when you procrastinate, that's what breeds repetitive clutter. Mm. And procrastination, it's like rabbits. Very, very, very quickly breeds.
It does breed. And I wrote down a couple of indicators so you know what the problem is, because I think sometimes you can look at that repetitive clutter, the end of the bench, the what you've got in the fruit bowl, wherever it is, and you're like, I don't even know what the problem is. So we wrote down a few things. You might have too much, and that is a quantity problem. You may not have a suitable way to keep things, and that's a storage problem. You have systems, but you're not sticking with it. That's a habit problem. And if you're actively choosing to ignore the problem, it's a vision problem. So I thought, Kirst, maybe if we talk about solutions to what to do if it's a quantity problem, a storage problem, a habit problem, or a vision problem, we will give you as much goodness as we can in this episode, but we address all of those things in our online course. So, Kirst, what do we do if it's a quantity problem?
Actually, I want to give you props. I really, really, really liked the way that you
dissected. Excellent.
I can't think of the word. Yeah, I really, really like it. So if it's a quantity problem and you have too much, that's easy and hard. It's about decluttering.
It's simple. Not easy.
Yeah, it's simple.
Yeah.
Not easy. It's about decluttering.
Mm-hmm.
You just simply have too much for the spaces that you're trying to keep it in, or you just simply have too much.
Yeah.
So it's really easy when you own less, there's always, always less clutter.
Correct.
Because
you don't have the possessions to create the clutter.
No, and it's really easy to put one thing away rather than, I've got 20 of them to put mm-hmm. away. Like, that's just... Overwhelm is really, really, really easy trap to fall into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really easy.
It's crippling.
Yeah, it's crippling, and it's really easy to start procrastinating because you're feeling like it's all just too hard. And it's not actually, it's just the story that you're telling yourself.
Brilliant.
Because it's not hard to put away 20 things. It's the story that you tell yourself. Change your story. Change your life. Listen to me.
I love it, Kirst. And I think if you really do have an area that just has too much stuff, getting rid of one or two items away from that area is not going to make a dent in the problem. No. When I'm decluttering with clients, Kirst, tell me what you think. I reckon we get rid of, in an area, at least 50%. At least 50% every time I declutter of, we're going through paperwork or we're going through the bathroom cupboards or the wardrobes or the kitchen. I honestly would guess that we get rid of half.
Yeah.
So if you've got a clutter problem, it's not going to be solved by getting rid of one or two things.
No. And also, if you have a clutter problem, if you have a repetitive clutter problem, then sometimes it just does need to have that big push and that big effort to get back to ground zero again. Mm-hmm. And then you can start the habits. Like, then you can start, we'll move on to the habit problem soon. But then you can try again
mm-hmm.
and have a fresh start, clean slate, and start stopping your procrastination. It's can sometimes be harder to stop the procrastination in when you're already overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, you need a circuit breaker often.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that you can't start today. Please don't mishear me. Like, if you haven't got the capacity to clear the end of the bench today, but you want to stop it becoming a magnet, stop it becoming a magnet. Just say, no, I'm not going to put it on that pile today. Like, and I will deal with that pile another day because of whatever reason. Just don't put anything more. It's like, stop telling yourself that story that it's a magnet.
Uh-huh.
stop letting it being a magnet. Just stop. Stop, 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 stop.
Stop it! We have some amazing sponsors that help The Art of Decluttering get on the air every single week. We're on every single podcast app. We're on YouTube. We're even in Virgin Australia flights and their in-flight entertainment system. So if you want to reach our growing community, we would love you to come on board as a sponsor. So if that is of interest to you, email hello@artofdecluttering.com.au and we'll get our sponsorship kit straight out to you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, back to the show. So that's the quantity problem and solution. Yes. What if you don't have a suitable way to keep things? So the thing that came to mind for me was paperwork, but also devices. Is there's often a place in people's homes that is a mess of devices, laptops, iPads, phones.
Cords,
charging things, headphones. Mm. That's not necessarily, though it might be, a quantity problem. That's a storage problem.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the issue is not that you need to get rid of everything, but you need to invest in or be creative with a solution that can hide those things away, or they have a home. You need to create a home for them.
Yes. Sometimes you just haven't found the right storage solution.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that in a lot of times the storage solution actually is tied in with the habit solution.
Excellent.
Because just buying a better storage solution, just trying a new system isn't necessarily going to fix your problem. You know, getting a bigger tub just gives you a bigger receptacle to collect clutter in. It is about sticking to a habit a lot of the times.
Brilliant.
I find it, yeah, I do find that it is, I've spoken about this before and I'll keep speaking about it and we will keep speaking about it, is sticking with something until you definitely know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the system isn't working, mm-hmm. even though you've given it a red hot go.
I love it.
And it's because you've given it a red hot go that you know the system's not working, not because the container wasn't big enough or mm-hmm. the container was, you know, or it was in the wrong position in the house. It, you know, like you now know it's because it is because the container's not big enough or it's in the wrong place in the house because you've stuck at it and it's still not working.
Yeah.
So I think containers definitely, a storage solution definitely needs to go hand in hand with a habit solution because you need to have the good habits in place for the storage to work. Because if you can get the best, you know, you can be on Instagram and see the best solution and buy that solution. And if you don't stick to the habit of putting that solution in place, it's just be pouring good money after bad, my friend.
Yeah. And storage solution doesn't mean container solution.
No.
It could be hooks. It could be a magazine rack. It could be so many different things.
Yeah. But none of them are going to work if you don't
put the habit into it. Yeah. So if you've got the system but you're not sticking to it, that's a habit problem and we want to help you fix that. Come and join our online course for that accountability. That is such a massive, massive part of our online course, is that accountability to, I said I'm going to do this and therefore I'm going to do it. And people encouraging you and you being able to come in and go, hey, guess what I just did? The corner of my bench has been driving me crazy for 12 years. I've done something about it. And then people are like, hey, how's the corner of the bench going? It's honestly, it's the best.
Yes, and we give, and it's not just the accountability. We do give the teachings and the learnings, and you get the learnings from the other people in the course. And, you know, we go through 6 different modules and we talk about decluttering and teach you how to declutter. But the bulk of the learning in this course is really around your mindset and your habits. So mm-hmm. we talk about some really good habits to get into, and we also talk about your mindset around why you haven't been able to declutter some things and what's stopping you, and really help you to dig deep through those layers and peel back those onion mm-hmm. skin layers of what's actually going on with you. And we help you to be able to maintain it. We give you tips on how to maintain, and then as Amy said, there is the accountability and the cheerleaders that we have in this course who really help you maintain. So habits are huge. And, you know, we all know that we brush our teeth daily because it's just a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think that a huge part of living in a decluttered and organized home is really cementing into your brain those habits. And it's not, you know, it doesn't take Amy and I, you know, we don't have repetitive clutter in our house because we spend 3 hours every day cleaning up our house.
No way.
Seriously, Amy, how long does it actually take you? I know we both have cleaners at, you know, at times and yep. have had in the past. And, but I want to know when, not the cleaning aside, like.
Yep. Cleaning the bathrooms aside and washing the floors. Yeah.
How much time does it take you to clean up your house and have it maintained and have it clutter free in a day? And then.
Are we including the dishes and things like that or not? Is that just housework?
Well, let's do both.
Okay. Excluding housework, so excluding washing, like clothes washing and dishes washing.
Which everybody has to do.
Correct. Like that's repetitive chores.
Yes, not repetitive clutter, although no. We wish that we could just chuck the dishes out. Yeah. Let's be Greek completely and smash them every night.
I would say max 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Not even two or three.
And how much do you do compared to how much the boys do? Do you know, like,
yeah,
you know, the your boys are doing a lot of their own
everything,
chores. Like, you know, they put their school bags away.
Yeah.
They put their dishes away. You know, they wash their dishes, or that's they put them in the dishwasher.
So the dishes probably is the biggest chore in our house. Yeah. I have the joy of not being involved in it.
Yeah.
So Cal washes the dishes. Jesse unstacks the dishwasher and Elijah unstacks the dish rack. So the three of my boys do all of that. But I do help out on the washing side if needed. But that, like, every home has those.
Yeah,
that's unavoidable.
Yeah, so but let's I think a lot of people who listen to us, and I know people in our course, that is part of their thoughts around keeping a house decluttered. Mm. So let's include them.
Yeah, well then maybe let's say 20 minutes a day.
20 minutes a day.
To do washing, dishes, tidying, everything.
20 minutes.
That's nothing. I spend way more than that
on Facebook.
On Instagram.
Yes. I'm like, 20 minutes. That's amazing.
That's max.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing that. That's 20 minutes.
Oh, I know something else.
Of everybody's time put together. I'm not saying I do 20, Cal does 20, Jesse does 20, Elijah. 20 minutes altogether.
Yeah. Dinner. Dinner prep is another thing that eats into our time that we could be decluttering if we weren't cooking meals.
Yeah. You've got to eat. So either you're going to eat takeaway, which doesn't have any prep, or you're going to eat food that nourishes you and it takes a bit of prep.
And somebody in your house has to prep it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be you, listener.
That's exactly right.
It can be your...
But really, we're talking about everybody has these. Everybody has to shower. Like, people are not sitting around their workplaces going, oh, my gosh, it takes me so long to shower every day. It is so laborious. Seriously, why can't I get someone else to do it for me? I know somebody who only takes 30-second showers. That's not what we – like, it's just what you do.
Yeah.
So whether or not you spend an hour preparing dinner or 15 minutes, that's up to you.
Yeah.
And same with the dishes. You can either leave them there for 3 days and they take longer to wash because things have set – or you can just have a, you know, a sink of hot water and it takes less time. Preaching to myself right there. but you can leave the washing in the basket for 3 days and it gets all crinkled again, or you can bring the washing in and put it straight away and it's – straight off the line and it doesn't have crinkles. So, you know, you get to make your own bed.
Yes. Yeah. So in my house, I probably do, maybe. I don't, like, again, I'm like so, like, I'm like, I know we keep talking, I keep saying, no, it's all of it. And then, no, it's only, like, so tidying up, like putting things away.
Mm.
10 minutes.
I know. Because we're doing it as we go. So it's not, it's like 15 seconds here.
Yes.
And 15 seconds there on your way to.
Doing something else.
Yeah. Like, don't leave a room empty handed. Grab something that belongs in another room and put it away.
Yeah.
And that's not, you don't feel like you're doing chores all the time.
No. And there's so, like, I have so much time in my day to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, and Simon feels a bit differently. Because he sees more than I do, and he has a higher level of or a lower level of tolerance to mess.
Mm-hmm.
So he will spend more time than me. But most people would come into our house
How can you
be spending any time?
The most organized house I've ever been into.
But.
But you're not spending a lot of time
but
organizing.
I'm not spending a lot of time.
It's like the episode "We're Not, But We Do."
Yeah. It's like that for a reason, because we've got really great habits. Like we put the clothes on in the morning, and I'm doing that while I go and open the blinds in the kids' rooms and flush the kids' toilet and close the door of the toilet, like, just because. Feel like I'm always flushing the toilet and always telling them to flush the toilet. Like, but it's on the way. So it's like, and the mail gets opened up as soon as we walk in the door. It gets chucked straight in the recycling bin before it even comes inside the house if it's not a bill. And the clothes take, 5 minutes taking them off the line and another 5 minutes of putting them up, like, because I don't put them away. The kids do. Yeah. So there's, I know I'm sounding incredulous.
I know, and that's why
I don't mean to sound incredulous. No. I don't, like, but it is.
We want to show you what is before you, yes. What is possible. We are not super mums. We are not super wives. We're not super women.
No.
We're so normal.
No.
So ridiculously normal.
Yes.
Kirstie is more normal than most.
thank you.
But I think the thing that differentiates Kirst is the fourth question.
Yes. You actively choose to ignore the problem of clutter, and therefore it's a vision problem.
The vision we have for our lives is we want to transform the world through intentional living. And me wandering around cleaning up after the clutter of my family is not what I think is my best life. So I have set a vision to be different to that.
Mm-hmm. And me too. My vision for my life is to be free to do this podcast and to come down on sad days and not think, oh my goodness, I'm leaving Simon to do everything around the house.
And the house is going to fall apart.
And he's just going to spend all day doing chores around the house, or he's not, because he's not that type of person. He is, but, you know, some other man may not be, or some other partner may not be. And then, oh my goodness, I'm going to spend all Sunday tidying up the mess that's been created on Saturday. No, I can come down on a sad day and know that Simon spent half an hour doing chores around the house that everybody has to do, and he doesn't have to clean the clutter, because that's the vision that we've set for our lives. We have set a vision to have free time and be free to do the things that we really enjoy, because we're not busy chasing our tails around our house, because there's just nothing to chase our tails for.
Preach it, sister. We are not decluttered and organized people because we're anal. We're not decluttered and organized people because we're bored housewives.
No.
We are so intentionally decluttered and organized because we believe our life is more than just being at home and chasing our tails and doing the same thing over and over and resenting it and being bothered by it and being annoyed by it and being overwhelmed. There is a better life for you, and that's our heart. That's why we do this podcast. That's why it's free. Come and hear our hearts to give you the tools that you need to create the best life possible, and come and join our online course where you can actually get that to a whole nother level.
Yeah, I often hear people say that they would rather, you know, they'd rather live life than spend their time cleaning up their house. I totally agree with you, and that's why I live in a decluttered and organized home, so I can, because I don't want, and I think that by having great habits, having the vision, having great habits, putting everything away and reducing the amount of things that we have, which touches on all four of them, leads me to be able to do what I want.
Yeah.
And leads me to be, it's not a either or situation. Mm. It's not, oh, I'm going to go out and live my best life and I don't care about my house. I don't care what the state of my house is, because I'm doing, I'm having experiences, I'm spending time with the people I love, and I'm doing my purpose in life. It's not an, or it's not, I can't go out and have a life that I like because I'm spending all my heart time cleaning up this house and running around after children and, you know, being a slave to my home. It's neither of them. And it's not, and I think that it's not an either or proposition for either, for anybody listening.
Love it.
But it does take time and habit. You need to have a vision for your life. Like we spoke with Brooke. In the episodes with Brooke McCallery and her her proposition to make a eulogy of what you once said about your life, Amy and I have both done that. We both have a vision for what our life is to look like. We have habits in place. We have good storage, and we definitely limit the amount of things that come into our house, and we don't limit the things that go out.
No.
More stuff just keeps going out, but we definitely, and part of the habits, part of part of the things that we teach in our course is around the habit of being intentional about what comes into your home and considering being really conscious consumers and limiting what comes in through intentional decision making.
Ah, Kes, I've got the feels. Got all the feels.
But I really, our heart for you is not to judge you if you are this person in repetitive clutter and if you are stuck in this loop of either living your best life to the detriment of your house or living your worst life because you can't get out of your house. Not that that's, you know, if that's your best life, awesome. Props to you. But you hear what I mean.
I totally hear what you mean.
Good. I hope everybody else does too.
I think, I don't know which one of us wrote this quote down on our run sheet, but when you own less, there's less clutter. Simples.
Simples.
Awesome. Kes, I reckon this review's your one. This is for you to read. Did I do the last one?
I don't know. I'll read it.
You go for it.
It says KT Day. I was like, oh, my nickname used to be KT.
Really?
Yeah, Kirsty Thompson. Huh. But it's not me. I didn't write this review. But KT Day did. She says, I have been binge listening to this podcast on my way to and from work and on long international flights and absolutely love it. Although much of the advice is common sense, Amy and Kirsty somehow inspire me to be able to take on one small area at a time and most importantly to do it now. That's one of our habits. Whereas previously it was too overwhelming and I felt I had a large amount of free time and I had to have a large amount of free time to start. My husband and I are now on the same page and the decluttering journey together. Thank you so much for your humor and generosity. You are making an enormous positive impact to so many homes.
Thanks, Katie.
Teary. Oh. So many good reviews.
If you want transformation, we are here to support you. Join the course. This is hard to say. Join the course. I've sung in so many episodes lately that I'm pretty sure Sony are going to approach me for a record deal.
I don't know why you're not on The Voice, my friend.
I don't know either. Should I stick to my day job?
Next season of The Voice, I want to see you up there.
I promise I will not do that to anybody.
You actually have a lovely singing voice.
I think you're being very nice to me.
No.
Because you've just eaten too many cookies.
Mrs. Fields. We really, really appreciate every listener. So if you would like to give us your feedback in any way, shape or form, we love hearing from you. And if this episode has inspired you to get rid of repetitive clutter, come on into our Facebook community group and share that with the group.
Enunciation's struggling right now.
What?
Your enunciation is
struggling.
Yes,
my enunciation is struggling. We have loved speaking to you and getting up on our high horse. I'm sorry. I really hope you've heard my heart.
It's all good.
Yes, my heart is to love you.
Your heart.
Okay. You're going to go there too.
I need to go because otherwise I'm going to get really silly.
Yep. We've hit that silly o'clock. Amy's silly o'clock has come and is nearly hopefully going. So we hope you have a lovely week. We can't wait to hang out in your ears again next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.